Well, we know Central Ohio has the best football team. Did you know we have the best credit union, too? It's easy to fall for CME, Ohio's number one credit union, recognized nationally and statewide by Forbes and rooted right here in Central Ohio. CME Federal Credit Union. Bank with the best. Membership subject to eligibility. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender. Visit CMEFCU.org for additional details.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome in. Here it is, Game Time Decisions on the Sports Grid Network. A very happy Wednesday to you now. Here, April the 17th, as we've got a getaway day in Major League Baseball. A lot of afternoon games. We've got some completed already. We have just a handful of games coming up over the next few hours, but a bunch still trying to be decided, including the New York Yankees right now, top of the ninth inning, trying to avoid losing every game to the Toronto Blue Jays here. Knotted up at 4 apiece right now. We'll see. Yankees have two outs here in the top of the ninth, so we'll see if they can push across the go-ahead run here. The Oakland Athletics, Las Vegas Athletics, whoever you want to call them, 6-3 right now. They're on top of the Cardinals, also in the top of the ninth. And you've got teams like the Cubs taking on the Diamondbacks in Arizona on top 5-2. And let us not forget that Seattle has finally figured out how to win some games lately, and they're going to try to win another one here in the bottom of the seventh, 4-1 over the Reds here. Game two of the doubleheader between the White Sox and the Royals is underway. Bottom of the third, no score there. Waka on the mound for the Royals. Brady Singer pitched the earlier game, and the Royals, shocker, won again 4-2 over the fledgling Chicago White Sox. The Marlins, stop me if you've heard this before, lost again earlier today, 3-1 to the San Francisco Giants. The Orioles doubled up the Twins 4-2, and the Mets, those amazing Mets, handle business against the Pirates today, 9-1. Who'd have thunk it here? Also, Brewers escaped the Padres 1-0 in a pitcher's battle there with former Yankee Michael King on the mound. And the Rangers get it done over the Tigers earlier today. Shocker is that the Tigers actually scored 4 runs. Usually, they're good for one. We also had the Braves top the Astros again. Looks like they got by with Iglesias closing it out with a bunch of runners on late in that game. 5-4, the Braves get it done. Coming up a little bit later, those Los Angeles Dodgers fans will be crying as they lost 2-0 again to the Nationals here. Could you imagine being at home, being the Dodgers, having that lineup, and you lose 2-0? You get absolutely shut out by Irving. Talk about embarrassing here. But if you really want embarrassing, watch the Rockies tonight as they host the Phillies. That's coming up here in just a few. The Angels taking on the Tampa Bay Rays, the Guardians at the Red Sox, and those will be your three remaining games of the day in Major League Baseball. And of course, we will keep you posted on any of the final scores that may be coming up here in the next hour or so. In the meantime, we prep for the second night of play-in basketball. That's right, the NBA play-in tournament. We watched the West last night give us two games that were quite the yawn fest, two unders, but we also watched the Lakers get it done against the Pelicans. And the interesting storyline coming from that is that Zion Williamson. Yes, Zion, you might have seen him dominating in that game yesterday, only to walk off the court with about 5 minutes left in apparent pain. Well, we learned what that pain was, and it is going to cost him another game, at least the next play-in game that they're going to have versus the Sacramento Kings, with who, of course, took care of business against the Golden State Warriors. And when I say the Kings took care of business, I meant Keegan Murray took care of business last night and handled the Golden State Warriors. So the Kings, well, they catch a break here as Zion, who was really unstoppable. If Zion's in that game last night, how many of you thought that maybe, just maybe, we'd be having a different conversation here today, and maybe the Lakers would in fact be the ones having to travel to play the Sacramento Kings? But instead, the hamstring, there it went. Zion, unfortunately, going to miss. And the story is, or at least the reports after an MRI was taken early today, is that even if they get by on Friday, the Sacramento Kings, it may be a little while longer before Zion is able to get back on the court. So unfortunate for Pelicans fans, unfortunate for New Orleans, who had who was just rolling with just over 3 minutes to go in that game yesterday against LeBron and company. It was a great bucket by Zion. I mean, kind of banged in the middle there. Very difficult when he is driving the basketball to the hoop for guys to get in his way or to stop him, even Anthony Davis. And it looks like none of them stopped him last night. He stopped himself, at least his hamstring is what stopped him there. So they're going to have to get it done minus Zion here Friday against Sacramento. And the Warriors, the questions remain. Is it over? Is that Warriors legendary dynasty, has it come to an end, as they in fact will have missed the postseason here? And for no other reason other than the two guys that are responsible for creating the dynasty, the Splash Brothers. Had anybody seen them last night? I heard there was like a people were looking on the back of milk cartons. They were trying to figure out if anybody had seen them, because Klay Thompson was absolutely nowhere to be found last night in one of the most epic failures in a very long time with the Splash Brothers last night. Golden State just could not hang with Keegan Murray and the Sacramento Kings, who had, by the way, up to that particular point this season, been atrocious at home, especially as a favorite. But it didn't make a difference because Murray was just absolutely in another world. A humiliating 118-94 play-in loss by the Golden State Warriors has a lot of people questioning whether or not it is over, including Warriors coach Steve Kerr, who said after that game that, you know, he is planning and hopeful that Klay Thompson will be back, as well as Draymond and others. And hey, listen, it was a hell of a run, but what goes up must always come down here. And Klay Thompson, unfortunately, picked the single worst game of the season to go MIA on. He had had a few of those during this stretch here of the season. He had had a couple of these last year as well, but he was trying to still come back from
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's
download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
A couple of injuries which sidelined him over the last few years. But he's going to have plenty of time to heal up here and figure out what is next. The Warrior fan base is going to have to figure out what is next. But doesn't mean we don't have any more basketball to talk about, because the NBA tonight, the Miami Heat, yes, those Heats, taking on Philadelphia. We're going to break that game down when we get back. Game Time Decisions continues here on The Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We have some breaking news right now to share with you here. Game Time Decisions on the Sports Grid Network. I'm Joe Ranieri. Thanks for stopping by. Apparently, Aaron Judge can hit. Had no idea. You wouldn't know it from his .150 batting average and the over $9 trillion he's making. But as it turns out, he actually delivered here for the Yankees in what looks like the top of the ninth, driving in a couple of runs, which means now the Yankees are trying to close out the Blue Jays and get a win at the Rogers Center. But Clay Holmes is on the mound for the Yankees, and anything is possible with that. But 6-4, Yankees on top with one out here, as the Yankees are trying to get one done. Finally scored enough runs here to be able to get it done today. Juan Soto continuing to crush the ball, by the way. 3-for-3, a .352 batting average on the season. And Judge with that big hit finally was 0-for-4 prior to that hit there in the top of the ninth, which drove in a couple of runs. Good news is, yes, .183 batting average, huh? I bet Yankee fans are ecstatic with that, really overachieving this year. But plenty of baseball remains here. But we had mentioned also the Mariners look like they're going to get it done against the Reds 5-1. And the Rockies and the Phillies are just underway. So we will keep you posted with that game as well. So only three games tonight in the Major League Baseball schedule that we'll be keeping an eye on for you. And that Philly-Rockies game was, in fact, one of them. But a lot of attention is going to be put on the NBA once again with the play-in game set for tonight. And, of course, I'm a little biased with where I am broadcasting from here in Miami. So I do know this Heat team, know them pretty well. And I was there last year following them right through the finals as they got embarrassed by the Denver Nuggets there. But that doesn't mean that Heat culture isn't alive and well here. And I think the big question on everybody's mind is, what are we going to get from Miami here? Is this going to be a Miami team that we can trust, that's going to be able to put it all together in time and make a playoff run like they have done for a while now, especially since last year when nobody thought they'd get out of the play-in game? I'm not even sure how they got out of that play-in game against Chicago, but they find themselves here tonight with an opportunity to play just one of these games and then get themselves in. If not, they're going to have to obviously play one more game and have to wait to see whether or not the old nemesis, the Chicago Bulls, who they happened to barely beat last year to get themselves into the playoffs, they may have to play the Atlanta Hawks as well. So a lot still to be decided. Both of the play-in games, by the way, both the West with Sacramento taking on the Pelicans, as well as whoever loses this game against the winner of the late game here tonight. Both those play-in games will be decided on Friday. But when we look at the number eight seed, the Miami Heat, taking on the revamped Philadelphia 76ers, I can tell you this. I want nothing to do with this game or the Miami Heat from a side perspective, because I don't know what we're going to get from the Miami Heat. I do know the market thinks that the Miami Heat are going to be able to flip on a switch here and all of a sudden be able to turn into, you know, Jimmy playoffs, Jimmy basketball. They're somehow or another going to just turn it on and become a team that they have not been for 82 games all year long. Now, they do have the history and have shown they're able to do this. The Miami Heat are one of the more dangerous teams in the NBA when they are firing on all cylinders, right? Miami plays the entire regular season looking to get to just this point, and then they kick it up a notch. So they have a history of flipping that switch. But this year, I don't know that I have the same confidence that this year is possible. Not to mention, the 76ers are on a 10-1 ATS run over their last 11 games. They come into this one with Joel Embiid on the floor. Now, whether he is 100% healthy or not remains to be seen. There are a lot of people that think he is maybe 70% at best. And I get it. You know, Embiid is an absolute monster when he is on. And this team has shown they can certainly kick it up with Embiid on the floor, as well as having Maxey on the floor. But the big question that we have here tonight, 6-0 straight up and against the number is what Philadelphia has been since Embiid came back the final week of the regular season. The last 17 games, which includes a whole lot of games without Embiid, this has been a red-hot Sixers team, 11-5 straight up, 13-2-1 against the number. This is a team that has been just as consistent without Embiid this year as they have been with him returning here now. There's a lot less wear and tear on Embiid heading into this game than there has been in years past. But really, I wouldn't be worried about Embiid if I was the Miami Heat, because Embiid, you go up tempo with Embiid and you'll be good to go here. You kind of take him out. It's Tyrese Maxey that's going to be the problem. Why? Because he has absolutely smoked the Miami Heat in both games that they played in the regular season series. Averaged 27 points, 6.5 boards, 8.5 assists. The last game that they had was here in South Beach, and the Heat, once again, had no answer for Maxey. They also didn't have an answer for Embiid, which was also pretty embarrassing. I mean, that was unbelievable, as Maxey and Embiid ended up scoring 68 points, 26 of 40, shooting the ball. And Miami threw everything in the kitchen sink at them to try to figure something out, but it just was not going to happen here. The problem I have with Miami is the fact that they have been inconsistent all year long, which is not totally out of the norm for the Miami Heat. But the best starting lineup that Miami has put together has not been great. They can't score, and that's the issue here. Now, they do have Duncan Robinson has been cleared. He'll be going tonight. Tyler Hero will be going. There will be no Rozier here, who was the guy that they traded for that was hopefully going to bring enough offensive punch to get them over the hump, but he's not available to him here tonight. It's going to have to rain threes for Miami here tonight. And the market agrees with me, because the market has pushed this thing up from 4 to 4.5 to 5. Now 5.5s are in the market. And I do believe this thing will get as high as 6 before the opening tip here, coming up in just about an hour. But got to tell you, I kind of like the over in this one. I think this total is a little bit light here. 207, 207 and a half right now is what we're seeing. And I can tell you this, Miami has been an absolute over machine down the stretch. 9-1 to the over in their final 10 games here. Why? Because Spoelstra said, we're not playing a half-court game. They've upped the tempo. and they are running much more in transition, which I believe is exactly what they're going to have to do here tonight. They don't want to play a half-court game with Embiid. I do think that they will get out in a transition. They will, in fact, play the kind of defense that might get them a couple of free turnovers, but so will Philly. Any which way you cut it, I think 207, 207 and a half. It's a little bit light here tonight in that first play-in game in the East between Miami and Philadelphia.
Now, at Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
We have a second game that absolutely nobody asked for, but we're going to get between the Bulls and the Hawks. We'll see what Davis Maddock thinks about it when we get back here on Game Time Decisions.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in here. Game Time Decisions on the Sports Grid Network. A very happy Wednesday to you. Getaway day in Major League Baseball. Only a couple of games coming up on the night slate here. We'll talk some MLB in just a minute, but we welcome in our good friend Davis Maddock to the house as we've got NBA play-in basketball. Still got a couple of teams here trying to figure out which way they're going, Davis, including that wonderful, 9-10 seed of the Hawks and the Bulls. But I just talked Philadelphia and Miami, and, I'm not too far from the Miami Heat, so I'm a little worried about this team this year. How did you approach looking at this game with the Sixers and Miami? We'll start with that one.
I mean, look, I have very good news for you if you're worried about the Miami Heat, which is that losing this game, it doesn't really matter because whoever ends up winning Hawks, Bulls, doesn't want to be there, doesn't care. I'm going to guess, theoretical look-ahead line, the 76ers would be 11.5-point favorites over whichever team wins that game, and the Heat will be 8.5-point favorites over whichever team wins that game. Honestly, if it's the Bulls, they might be more than 8.5-point favorites. You know as well as I do, the Heat come, chips are down. Playoff time. Like, this is a team. I mean, their previous finals run, not only were they a play-in team, they lost this game. They lost this game, had to win the second game to get in, fought their way through. Now, do I think they're going to win this game? I do not. I think the 76ers are going to handle their business here. Joel Embiid is probably the second best player on the planet when he's healthy. I mean, kind of depending on where you want to put him with Luka and with Shea and with Giannis, he's definitely one of the five best players. And Miami's a very good team. Miami's definitely the better coach team. No disrespect to Nick Nurse. I think Spoelstra is the best coach in the NBA. But the 76ers are the better team. They're going to handle their bit. They were undefeated since Embiid came back with this this meniscus injury with Embiid in the lineup.
Yeah, not just. I mean, they have been on a heck of a run. 8-game winning streak here. And it's you know, quite honestly, why he's still nursing. Maxie, to me, is still the best player maybe on the court here tonight, because Miami's had no answer for him every time they've played him this year. And now you throw Embiid in there, it's an interesting matchup here, one that I don't think Miami is looking forward to. But like you said, what's the big deal? They've been here and they have done that before. So what happens now tonight? I know you got a same game parlay in this. Now, let me ask you this here. With this 9-10 matchup, I've been calling around. Somebody has to win it, right? We can't just pretend yes. like it doesn't have. It's like somebody has to win this game, so... Why don't we start with the same game parlay and we'll work back from there. Tell us, what are you looking at in this matchup?
All right. Well, you can tell from the same game parlay, I was not feeling all that confident about either team in it. Normally, I do take a side just because it's more helpful to correlate. Did not take a side in this one. Beginning over 222. This Hawks lineup without Jalen Johnson, they're just going super small. DeAndre Hunter power forward. So they're basically going two wings, two guards, one big. The Bulls, and they're not a very good NBA team. They are a big NBA team. Caruso and Kobe White, two of the bigger guards. Then they play the two big wings, DeRozan, Williams, whoever they want to go there is the fourth guy with Vooch. And neither of these two teams are that strong defensively, right? And the Hawks are terrible defensively. The Bulls are like just below average. And then one thing we do know, I mean, Trae Young in this spot, he's going to play like 41 minutes. He's going to get up. I was saying this morning, I think the line should probably be like 19.5 field goal attempts for Trae Young in this game. It's just what he does. So we're taking Trae Young to add 20 or more points. We're going to take Kobe White to make 2.5 or more three-pointers. And then Trae Young and Deontay Murray, they don't handle the ball all that well. So we're going to take Caruso to record two or more steals in this game. That gets us right around plus 489 on the FanDuel Sportsbook. Again, not taking a side here. Because if these teams don't care, why should I be incentivized to care?
I mean, the Hawks 0-6 down the stretch in the final six regular season games, 1-7 in their last eight against the number. This team has been horrific. But can I make the argument that they were actually better without Trae Young? This whole idea of bringing him back, they were a slower tempo team, so it was a lot more unders with the Hawks. I can't imagine trying to sweat out an under in this game here tonight. Can you?
Well, they were better defensively without Trae because they got bigger. They were playing, Bogdan as the off guard. Deontay Murray, actually, weirdly, they have good defensive players. That's the weirdest thing. Quinn Snyder is a good coach. They have good defensive players. Deontay Murray is a very good guard. Capella and Onyeka Okongwu are good defensive bigs. Jalen Johnson is a good defensive, forward/wing. And they also played some of the two center lineups when Trae Young was out. They were playing Capella and Okongwu together, which are going to be terrible offensively, but better defensively. They're going the total opposite way now because Sadiq Bey is out for the season as well, and Okongwu is not going to be playing here either. So we're going to see like some crazy small lineups probably for stretches out of the Hawks. They'll go Young, Murray, Bogdanović, Hunter, and then Bruno Fernando or Garrison Matthews. They might even have Hunter playing like backup center here. It's just, it's like, what do you want out of the Atlanta Hawks? It's just a mess. I mean, the biggest story about the Atlanta Hawks right now is not, we might make a run in the playoffs out of this 36 win season. It's all the reporting that Trae Young is not going to be a Hawk next year, or Murray's not going to be a Hawk next year, or both of them are not going to be a Hawk next year. That's all anyone cares about with the Hawks.
That writing's been on the wall a long, long time. They're going to have to figure out they're going to keep firing coaches. Like, what are you going to do here? Like, you got to make a decision here with whether or not you can build a winning team around Trae Young in that locker room here. Also, I guess if you're the Pelicans, you have to figure out how are we going to make it through a legit full season without Zion getting hurt at some point when it matters the most. They're going to have to do it against Sacramento without him. I don't think Keegan Murray's going to have the kind of night that he had against Golden State. Maybe he will repeat it, but my goodness here. What are you going to do with the Pelicans? Who do you trust in that look-ahead spot here in the West on Friday?
I mean, the one way it could work for them, they're not going to win a series without Zion because they're too thin. They just have have no one big enough, right? They can't rebound enough. Willie Green hates Jonas Valanciunas, which, like, I mean, I don't know. I kind of get it. Like, he's not a real big winning NBA player. But Zion is the only other big on the roster that he'll play because Larry Nance is like a fine, good backup center. He's good to close games. He can put the ball on the floor. He can shoot some threes, whatever. But it's not going to work against, it's not going to work against Denver. It's not going to work against Oklahoma City. It's not going to work against Minnesota. It just doesn't work that way. Maybe if they really wanted to do the crazy thing, and I don't think they would, they would just insert Trey Murphy as in a Zion spot and actually just start Nance and then do Nance, Brandon Ingram, and Trey Murphy and Herb Jones all together, which like is a lineup that I don't know what rebounding rate would they give up on defense, whoever they end up playing would rebound like 35% of their misses, but they'd at least make a lot of shots. Like they could blitz Sacramento in one night in that way and kind of take them by surprise.
Yeah, I mean, listen, that's not the craziest thing that we've heard, right? So go small there, chuck up a bunch of shots, because it's not like Sacramento's known to be this wonderful defensive team. Sure, Sabonis is going to get a double-double, but who's going to lay the $5 to get that anyway as a prop? So nobody. But it is an intriguing matchup, and the rumor is now, I guess, you got to blow up Golden State, right? It's over, right? I mean, you're going to have Steph, which is always nice to build around, but it's kind of over in Golden State, isn't it?
I mean, the organization definitely feels some loyalty to Curry to like try and put together a winning roster, but you really could argue that it just is true. This is not a good enough roster to win championships. So you're not going to retain Chris Paul. You're not going to retain Klay Thompson. Now, if Klay Thompson wants to play for you for what his actual market value would be, 2 years, $16 million dollars or something. Sure, whatever, bring him back. He's not going to do that. Klay, I think maybe he would. Klay's a different dude, but I don't think he will. So Paul's gone. Klay's gone. You don't really want Wiggins on this contract number. I don't know if you can do anything to get off that number. No. But remember, the Warriors, the 10-seed Warriors, are the most expensive team in NBA history. They are costing that ownership group, I believe it's $3.25 for every dollar on the roster, which means they're paying like $250 million for this roster. It's just insane. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what you do. You let everyone go and you say, Steph, this is Brandon Pajemski. This is Moses Moody. This is Jonathan Kuminga. This is Trayce Jackson-Davis. We're going to try and run it back with these guys. And if you can make something happen, it'll happen. But they are out of moves to make. They have no more, especially the new collecting bargaining agreement kicks in, and they can't aggregate those salaries. I mean, this is real nerd stuff here. But basically what it means is once you've spent X amount of dollars, you can't put Brandon Pajemski and Klay Thompson's money together to trade for a player, which makes it basically, really in practice, it means you can't make trades. So what do you even do?
You light a match and start from scratch because that could very well be the only choice that they have here. And like you said, is there any loyalty with Klay? Draymond's not coming back, right? Draymond's done?
I just don't see how financially it makes any sense for anyone involved because the Warriors won't want to pay him and Draymond should go get one more big check, right?
You think? Yeah. I was wondering if he'd just retire, just be like, I'm done. You know, it's been a hell of a run. I want to end a Golden State Warrior, but he'll go get the money. Who are we kidding? Anything is possible there. Davis, I appreciate you swinging by, my man. Good luck with that same game parlay. Game Time Decisions continues here on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Moto Casino, America. Vegas Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
At your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in here. Game Time Decisions on the Sports Grid Network. I'm Joe Ranieri. Appreciate you stopping by as we get ready for some NBA play-in basketball here tonight. Sixers and the Heat coming up here within the hour. And then, of course, that wonderful 9-10 matchup between Chicago, the Bulls, taking on the Atlanta Hawks. I really do feel like there should be some sort of law against teams who can barely make 500, under 500, should be making the playoffs in any way, shape, or form. I guess they don't consider this the playoffs because it's considered the play-in, but give me a break. They should be absolutely be nowhere near any extra basketball and torture the fan bases of having to tune in to one more game of either, quite honestly, the Bulls or the Hawks here. But the winner will have one more game that they have to play, and that will be against whoever loses this first game up here between Miami and Philadelphia. So a lot still to be decided. Including who's going to be next here, who the winner of tonight's Miami and the Sixers game, well, they're going to move on here, right? So they're going to take on what will be the New York Knicks as the number two seed here. And I'll say this about the Chicago Bulls. They had nothing to play for in that final game against the Knicks, nothing. And the fact that they laid it all out against that Knicks team in the Garden, with nothing to gain because they were already locked into this game against Atlanta and they knew it, but they did not under any circumstances roll over. They took the Knicks to the wire, had to go to overtime. Now the Knicks were battling for a two seed. They knew it. So we expected that kind of effort from the Knicks, but the Bulls with absolutely nothing to gain, I think they showed me a little something in that game there. And now the Hawks, who really, what are you doing here? I don't expect a whole lot from them, but there is no way, shape, or form I could watch this game tonight and be rooting for an under with two teams that play absolutely zero defense all year long. So I do think that the over is the way to go there, and I would more than happy looking at the Chicago, and the market agrees because we're starting to see this thing creep up to 3.5 now in a lot of spots. So the market, I think, tends to agree with me here that the Bulls are definitely at home, the right side in this one here. We do have, of course, getaway day here in Major League Baseball, which means we've got some afternoon baseball, a lot of afternoon games. In fact, have just wrapped up. We do have a couple of games that have just gotten underway. The Rockies and the Phillies have wasted no times smacking around Feltner. It is a 4-1 Phillies lead right now in the bottom of the second inning here. So both teams getting off early offensively. So the over is looking pretty good. Philadelphia and Colorado. And if it's offense you like, The White Sox is not a team you should be looking at in any way, shape, or form, as they do have somehow a 1-0 lead over the Royals here in the top of the six. Royals had already won game one, which was earlier this afternoon. But now the White Sox somehow figured out how to score a run, and it is a 1-0 game there in the sixth inning, but the under all day long. And that seems to be the direction we're going to go here, Kurtz, I think, at least for the foreseeable future. The White Sox will be a under team until further notice here. And maybe, just maybe, the Royals. I don't know, Kurtz. I'm looking at that future market and going, should we wait or should we jump in? Because I'm a believer of this pitching staff. I'll tell you that. If they handle business against the weaker teams like the White Sox and Detroit, this is a much better offensive team than the rest of those teams in that division. Is that fair?
I think that is fair. Actually, I don't even know if it's all that close. Who do we love on Minnesota? Mm. Buxton, who can never stay healthy? No. Correa, who can never stay healthy? You already said the White Sox are a joke. You know, the Indian Guardians. The Guardians, they have you got Ramirez there, but it's not a great hitting division. I might have my doubts about the Kansas City pitching staff. I do like Singer. You know, a solid, you know, SP3 here. Joe, are they going to shut down Reagan's at some point? You know, they're going to have an innings limit, a pitch count, that sort of garbage. We saw that with Jones last night on the Pirates. Pitched five innings, looked like, the second coming of Sandy Koufax, and they pull him. You know, it's frustrating with how these teams baby these pitchers nowadays. But that would be my only worry there. And then, of course, come trade deadline, will they make the acquisition? You know, or even small acquisitions to really go for it. It's a weak division. We know that. I think you have to like what the Royals are doing here. Witt's a superstar. Pasquantino, he can hit. This man can hit here. Get another bat or two, you know, guys who we don't expect. And, yeah, I think this team will contend.
Yeah, and you got the old guard there. Perez still behind the dish there, still smashing the baseball, though. So it's a nice mix there with Kansas City, and they finally invested in a superstar there in Witt, which I think told you that this organization is serious about contending, because there's a lot of organizations would not lock up a kid like that for that kind of money. They try to bail on him and see what they can get for him down the road here. The Yankees finally won a game at the Rogers Center. And, George, did you hear the breaking news? Aaron Judge can, in fact, get on base and hit the ball. It wasn't a big hit, but it was one in the top of the ninth that worked out. Nice 1-for-5 day for him, but it's good to see the Yankees didn't roll over and get swept to this point here by Toronto. A good 6-4 win, but my goodness, I guess it had to come at some point, right? They're not going to win every game, George, right?
No, they're not. And you mentioned it, if you're an optimist, you had a nice comeback today against the Toronto team, right? Yeah. With their ace on the mound, Kevin Gausman. I know he's still working through spring. The fact that he missed most of spring training. Judge is the same problem, by the way. He missed most of spring training as well here. I think they're both sort of behind the eight ball here. But a nice win for the Yankees to break that three-game losing streak. The problem is the Yankees, boy, Joe, they look an awful lot like the Yankees team from last year. They don't hit. People on base, they struggle with. Their defense, especially the right side, Rizzo and Gleyber Torres, what is going on? They can't catch the ball. You know, so that's an issue as well. And Stroman gave him a good outing today, but they're starting pitching, and this was to be expected here when you got Nestor Cortes, Louis Hill, Clark Schmidt. If you get five innings, it's celebration time. Anything more than that, and forget it, with the biggest party here, that bullpen is going to be dead by Memorial Day. It's going to be a big problem for the Yankees. They need length out of their starters.
Yeah, they're going to have to figure some things out. Soto is absolutely mashing the ball, which is great. So should be an interesting next couple of months here as we get into the summer days with the Yankees. You do have a couple of games that remain here tonight. Rays, Angels, and the Red Sox taking on those Guardians. Hauk versus Lively there. Little versus Detmers here. I took a shot with the Angels in the first five. I like Detmers here. So I think the Angels... Isn't it amazing how much better Trout looks now that Ohtani is gone? It's kind of crazy here, but he really is the end-all, be-all for the Angels, and he's getting it done, and so are the guys around him to this point.
Once again, why does anyone pitch to Mike Trout? Why?
No idea. No idea.
If someone is the base load, if someone's on first, fine, I see it. But other than that, why are you pitching to the guy? Mike, take your base. And I know Taylor Ward's doing a good job behind him, right? I get that. But he's got to prove it to me over and over and over again. I'm not letting Mike Trout beat me. I'm just a huge believer in that. I'm not letting the big man beat me. This goes back to Joe Torre with the Boston Red Sox, always letting Manny Ramirez or David Ortiz beat the Yankees. The most frustrating thing when you had base open here, stop letting the other team's best player beat you. You know, it's one thing I always loved about Bill Belichick, right? As a defensive coordinator, he would always want to take away what the other team does best. Let the secondary guys beat you. All right, I feel the same way in baseball here. I just don't. The Angels don't have anything else. All right, like I said, let Taylor Ward beat me. Right, let Anthony Rendon do anything to beat me. But it's not going to be Mike Trout. That being said, I'm on the same small play, but same play as you. I like Reed Detmers as well here tonight against the Rays.
Yeah, I like him early in that one here, and the Royals are threatening. By the way, top of the sixth against the White Sox. They already won Game One. We'll see if they can do it in Game Two. But we also have a couple of games that really mean nothing to these teams tonight in the NHL. Would have been a great night of hockey, Maple Leafs Lightning, right? We would have had Blues Stars, Penguins Islanders, your Islanders. But who's playing for anything here tonight? And should we just take all the dogs?
You know, Toronto, Auston Matthews going for the 70th, right? I guess that's a thing. But here's what I would worry. Let's just say for giggles here, he gets that goal in the first 3 minutes of the game. Does he play again?
Right.
You know, because
exactly.
It's an arbitrary number, 70. You know, why not 68? Why not 72? It's 70. I get it. No one's done it in forever. But if he gets that goal early, I think they would pull him and sit him. We've seen that throughout hockey yesterday, right? Carolina sat everybody and they lost. They got crushed by Columbus 6-3 here. Islanders already announced that Barzal won't play tonight. Thompson's not playing tonight. Pittsburgh, I sort of lean towards them, but maybe they're packing it up too. It's so hard to bet these games now because they have nothing to play for. You mentioned Tampa Bay. Right. They're already an older team, all right? They're not going to do anything stupid tonight. Let's just skate around, not hit anybody. We're going to see a lot of this tonight here. So, yes, it's frustrating. Same thing tomorrow night, by the way, in the NHL. This is all a tease now until the playoffs start on Saturday about trying to figure out who's going for it and who's not. Very few of these games mean anything to anybody.
Yeah, no, they absolutely don't. We did learn, of course, I believe the Rangers, your President's Cup winner. Is it that the kiss of death, Kurtz? That right? We should bet against them at all costs now. They'll probably get swept in this first round here. My goodness.
I'll tell you what. I don't really believe in curses, but if the Capitals beat the Rangers, I will be converted. All right, I will be converted.
We see that every year.
We do, but come on. Do you realize Washington, the Capitals, they've been outscored by their opponents in every period. First period, second period, third period, and overtime. Yet this is a playoff team. All right, it's all about Charlie Lindgren. He's been fantastic this season. But really, how does this team beat the Rangers? How? Other than a sniper coming out and taking out, you know, Kreider, Shesterkin, Fox, it's not going to happen here. No, I'm on the Rangers in this series. I have them in five. I'll give Washington a game. Maybe they win game three, the first home game. But this wouldn't shock me if it's a sweep. I would actually be further shocked if he gets the six games. If the Capitals somehow win two, I'd be floored here. I think this is maybe the easiest series in the first round of the playoffs.
Wow. Easiest series is what Kurt said there. I kind of like that there. So we do have Islanders ready to go. Pittsburgh has to be disheartened, no? I mean, even Penguin fans with Crosby, and they really thought they were going to get it there, Kurt, didn't they? And so did Detroit, really.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Moro Casino, America. like a social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
I think everyone's sort of disheartened, right? Not only Pittsburgh thought they were going to get in, but you know the NHL would have liked to have seen Crosby, Malkin, Letang, and company get in as well. They get Ovechkin. Don't get me wrong, not the worst thing. But it really wouldn't have mattered anyway. They would have lost to the Rangers as well. Although I think they could have given the Rangers a better series than the Capitals will.
I agree. But hey, yeah, you know, they've been playing pretty much playoff hockey down a stretch, Washington to get here. So we'll see what happens. Cards, appreciate it, my man. Decisions. We'll wrap up number one next year on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in Game Time Decisions here as we look to close out this first hour. We've got much more to get to, including in just a couple of minutes, we'll have the opening tip for the play-in game in for the 7-8 seed there. That's the Miami Heat taking on the Philadelphia 76ers. That's going to be from the Wells Fargo Center in Philadelphia. And again, the Sixers laying 5.5 right now, that total hovering around 207.5 and 208. That'll be followed up by the Bulls Hawks from the United Center in Chicago. That's coming up at 9:30 Eastern, or I would imagine as soon as the Heat and the Sixers are done. Only one game in Major League Baseball. Actually a couple of games in Major League Baseball right now. White Sox with another solo home run have now gone up 2-0 over the Royals. And boy, oh boy, it's getting fun there with Philly. 4-1 still in Citizens Bank Ballpark. So can the Phillies and the Sixers win on the same night in the same city? That's going to be, I bet you that is a prop somewhere that we'll have to look. Is maybe there could be a couple of folks maybe dabbling in a Philadelphia money line parlay. They'll take the Phillies and they'll take the Sixers to get it done. I am not buying that entirely, as I do like one baseball game here tonight and one of these plays on the basketball court here coming up in that Miami and Philadelphia game. We'll cover that next hour. We also have another golf tournament coming up, the RBC, right after the Masters. Of course, nobody better than Brady Cannon to talk some PGA golf. We'll get him on, and I'll say it again. If he picks Xander Schauffele, I'm walking off set. That'll be the end of that. So much more still to come here as Game Time Decisions on this Wednesday will continue here on the Sports Grid Network. Come back and join us.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Moto Casino, America's-
a social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.